It's time now for Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Best Way Express, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball, here on WAKO.
Your favorites continue on Light 103 WAKO-FM Lawrenceville Vincennes, a DLC Media radio station.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Red Hill High School Gymnasium here in Bridgeport, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball and the first round of the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. It's time now for the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. We're here for the LIC tournament. This opening round game will pit the 8th-seeded Paris Tigers with a record of 6-9 against the 9th-seeded Lawrenceville Indians at 3-12. The winner will move on to meet top-seeded Casey in the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon. Well, Brett, we saw the Indians last night lose to a talented Robinson Ball Club. They face a team here tonight that they can match up with more. Now, they don't have to deal with that dominant size, although Paris does have a couple of tall guys, but not the size that Robinson had last night.
Now, what they lack in size, they do make up for, however, in experience. Whole starting five tonight, Steve, is our seniors. They also have three more on the bench. But this is a winnable ball game, Steve. There's a reason why both these teams are playing tonight. I do think that the Indians match up well with the Paris Tigers. And if they can control the momentum and run the offense the way they know they can win this ball game tonight.
All right, it's the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. We're back with the starting lines of the play-by-play in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BEST-WAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Back here at Red Hill High School, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball on Light 103 from the Little Illini Conference Basketball Tournament. Starting lineup for the Lawrenceville Indians. They'll be the visitors on the scoreboard here tonight. Connor O'Dell will start. He is number three, a 5'9 junior. Zeus Marsh also in the starting lineup tonight, the 6'2 junior, number 10. A change in the lineup for the Indians. Skyler Toole making a start tonight. Toole, a 5'10 sophomore, number 11, also in the starting lineup for the Tribe. Number 32, Jordan Jones, the 5'11 sophomore, and Lane Winningham, the 6'3 sophomore. Jones, number 32, and Winningham, number 33. So for the Indians tonight, it's O'Dell, Toole, Marsh, Jones, and Winningham. The Tribe again with a record of 3-12. For the Paris Tigers of head coach Sean Nugent, of course, the Indians are coached by Randy Bishop. Sean Nugent, head man for the Paris Tigers. And the Tigers will start Brody Spencer, number 10, at a guard. He's a senior, also at a guard spot. Number 24, Austin White. He, too, is a senior. Bryce Crable in the starting lineup. He is a forward, number 12. I should say he's a senior. He's number 31. Kayan Lawson is a senior, number 33, at a forward spot. And at center is Zach Berger. He is a senior, number 34. So again, for the Paris Tigers, Spencer, White, Crable, Lawson, and Berger. Again, the Indians are 3-12 coming off that loss last night. Paris at 6-9. The winner will move on to the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon. Take on top-seeded KZ Westfield. The loser goes into action in the consolation bracket on Monday. Glad you're with us for Indian basketball here on Light 103. Indians in the traveling red uniforms and Paris in the white home uniforms with the orange numerals and the orange and white trim. Zeus Marsh jumping it up, and the tap is controlled by the Indians, but it's saved in by Jones to Kayan Lawson for the Paris Tigers. Now the ball. We have a foul on the Indians.
That one's going to be on Blaine Whittingham. Pretty quick foul there.
Brody Spencer will inbound underneath the Paris basket. Out on the right wing to Bryce Crable. Indians man-to-man here at the outset. Left side pass knocked away by Whittingham. But recovered near the half line by Berger. However, he stepped over the half line. Will be Indian basketball.
Now in high school, is it the feet? I believe the ball has to go over the... Well, I don't know. I think that he missed one.
Indians with the ball anyway. Here's Whittingham on the right wing. Now left side to Jones. To Odell. Odell to Toole. Here's a baseline drive by Jones. Goes to... Lays it up and in. Underhand move by Jordan Jones. His first basket of the night. The Indians lead by a score of 2-0. Down the lane comes Bryce Crable. Ball off the hand of an Indian defender and off of Paris out of bounds. So it'll be Indian basketball.
Bad pass there. He blew right by Zeus Marsh and had his man, but he just threw right off his foot.
Whittingham on the right wing. Now top of the key to Odell. Now back to Jones. Ball knocked over the center line, and that is a violation on the Indians. Over and back. 7:08 to go here in the opening quarter. 2-0 Lawrenceville.
Very choppy start to this ball game, Steve.
Kayan Lawson will inbound. Does to Bryce Crable, and a quick foul on Zeus Marsh reaching in there. Trying for the steal. First foul on Zeus. Second Indian foul here in the first half of play. And the Tigers will inbound at midcourt. Brody Spencer. And it comes to Crable. Crable guarded by Marsh across the timeline on the right side dribble. Leaves the top of the key for White. Now Kayan Lawson. We have a foul away from the ball. Nope, not a foul, but a lane violation against the Paris Tigers, so it's Indian basketball.
Choppy, choppy, choppy.
Skylar Toole across the timeline, making his first varsity start that I can recall of the year. They go down low to Jones on the right wing. In the middle, Jones up from 10, off no good. And the rebound controlled by Zach Berger of Paris. Off to Kayan Lawson across the timeline on the right side dribble. Picked up by Jones in the man-to-man. Now feeds it back out top of the key to Spencer. Spencer, right side of the lane, double team. Back out front to Lawson. Lawson on the dribble. Lets it go from 12 feet. No good. Rebound is brought down by White. He dribbles back out to the left corner. Back top of the key to Crable. Crable picked up by Marsh, and the Tigers will go into another offensive set. Here's a long jumper from the right side. Off the mark, a three-pointer. No good. Scramble for the loose ball. And a hail ball. Nope. Ball comes out, and Odell had it. Across the timeline to Jones. Now Whittingham. His 18-footer from the right side off the mark. No good. And the rebound brought down by Spencer of Paris. Ball tipped away by Marsh, but recovered by Spencer near midcourt. Guarded by Toole. Spencer on the right side dribble, looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Top of the key. Long jumper by White off the mark. No good. Tapped up and no good by Berger. And a foul charged on the Indians.
That's two on Winningham. He's going to take a quick seat. We've got Ryan Moore getting up off the bench. I don't know. They gave that to Tool. Looks like Winningham was the only one in the area.
Zach Berger at the line. His free throw is up and in. And it's 2-1, Indians. Winningham out and Moore in, as Brett mentioned, for the Tribe. Second free throw on its way. Off the back iron, no good. And the ball tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Crable of Paris. It'll be Indian basketball. Looks like Paris is going to put on some full court man-to-man pressure. March comes to help out. Zeus will bring it across the timeline himself. Leave it for Moore. He looks for a guard to get it to. Now gets it to Odell between the circles. On the left side dribble. Now top of the key to Jones. Right side on the wing to Odell. Looks to the middle. On the dribble. Back out between the circles. Now left side to Toole. Tries to take the left baseline. Call for a travel. Turnover. 5:13 to go here in the opening quarter. 2-1 Indians. Slow moving first quarter, at least offensively. Here's Crable across the timeline. Marsh picking him up. Dribbles right side of the lane. Spins to the middle. Puts it up from about 10. No good. Zeus with the rebound. Outlet pass to Jones. Jordan on the dribble on the left side of the lane. Leaves it to Marsh at the high post. Right side on the wing to Odell. Now back to Moore. Verbally signaling the play to the Indians. Top of the key. The high post to Marsh. Odell, top of the key. Marsh looking down low. Nothing happening there. Now on the right wing, to back to Marsh. Top of the key. Man-to-man by Paris. Doing a good job here. Zeus down the lane. Feeds it off to Jones. Bakes goes on the baseline, and a bumping foul charged on Paris.
Slow, methodical offense for the Indians. No bad shots, at least.
Jordan Jones will inbound underneath the Indian basket. And it comes to Odell, cutting to the hole, and he lays it up and in. Nice play on the inbound by the Indians, and they lead 4-1. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. LIC tournament action in Bridgeport. Bounce pass in the middle to Lawson, and he's bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. I think Ryan Moore may have got him with the body. 4:13 to go here in the opening quarter of play. 4-1 Indians. And Kayan Lawson, the senior forward for the Tigers, misses the free throw, so the score remains 4-1. Another free throw coming up here for Lawson. Up and good. 4-2 Indians. Skylar Toole across the timeline on the right side dribble. Top of the key, down the lane, feeds it in the left corner to Odell. Now back out to Toole at the top of the key. Gets a screen for Moore. Feeds it down the baseline. Underneath the Moore from Marsh, and a foul charged on Paris. Good pass by Zeus Marsh to an open Ryan Moore, but he couldn't convert. He'll have to earn him at the free throw line.
I would say that's an underrated part of Zeus Marsh's game. He's a very good passer.
Ryan Moore at the line for the Indians. His free throw is up and in. First point of the evening for Ryan Moore. Moore averaging just under 5 points a game for the Indians this season. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Crable of Paris. Across the timeline he comes on the left wing dribble, backs it out between the circles. Marsh goes for a steal, he gets it. Zeus one-on-one, heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh picked the pocket of Crable out front, went in for the layup, and it's 7-2 Indians by 5, 3:37 to go, opening quarter. Lawson in the corner. They feed down low on the baseline to Berger. Back out now. The ball knocked away. Indians intercept. Here's Odell. Left side shot up and in, but an offensive foul charged on the Indians. Ryan Moore was moving, and a moving screen. Going to be a 30-second timeout. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 7, Paris 2. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Back at Bridgeport with Light 103 Sports in the Little Illini Conference Tournament. I want to thank Loeb Oil, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Casey State Bank for sponsoring this broadcast.
Paris off the timeout with the ball, trailing 7-2. They feed down low on a shot up and in off glass by Zach Berger. The big guy inside with the hoop. First field goal for the Tigers on the night. And it's 7-4 Indians. Marsh's jumper top of the key is good. Zeus Marsh coming off that solid game last night in double digits. And it's 9-4 Indians, 2:53 to go here in the opening quarter. Top of the key dribble by White, picked up by Odell. Now top of the key to Lawson. Right side on the wing. Now top of the key to Spencer. Long jumper off the mark. Long rebound on the left baseline to White. He puts it up. No good. But a foul charged against the Indians. Maybe against...
Interesting who they put this on.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they gave that to Moore.
Yeah.
And he just stood with his hands straight up in the air. Not much he could really do on that play, Steve.
No, he's got two fouls in the game.
And he's going to have a seat.
Free throw on its way, and no good by Austin White, the senior guard for Paris. And Moore does come out, Winningham back in. So Randy Bishop going to have to deal with a couple of his forwards with foul trouble here early. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebounded by Marsh and the Indians. Outlet pass to Odell, quickly across the timeline on the left side dribble. And now gets it to Marsh between the circles. Indians spreading the floor here. Here's Toole to Winningham, left side on the wing to Odell, to a cutting. Toole lays it up and in. Skyler Toole with the basket. His first hoop of the night. And the Indians lead by 7, 11-4, 2:15 to go, opening quarter. In the corner is White, right side on the wing. Now cross court pit. Skip pass left side to Spencer. Right side on the wing to White. Feeds it down low on the baseline to Berger. He goes to the hole and lays it in.
Strong move there by Zach Berger.
He's a big guy.
Absolutely.
And it's 11-6. Indians on top. A minute 52 to go, opening quarter. Odell on the left wing. Dribbles to the middle. Now right side to Toole. Right baseline to Jones. Now back out front to Winningham. Right wing to Toole. Takes the baseline. Toole lets it go from about 8. Off the mark. No good. And a foul charged on Paris. And Skyler Toole heads to the line for Indian free throws. Toole, a 5'10 sophomore guard for the Tribe. Averaging just under 5 points a game. His free throw is up and in. Three now for Skyler. And the Indians are on top 12-6. First substitution for Paris. Well, actually, Crable coming back into the game. And in the game is Bryant Esslinger for Paris. Free throw up and in. And it's 13-6 in favor of Paris. Bounce pass down low to Lawson, loses the handle in the right corner. Cross-court skip pass left side to Esslinger. His baseline jumper off the mark. Rebound tapped to Odell of the Indians. Odell feeds it now to Winningham. Off to Jones, quickly up floor to Toole. On the left side dribble to the hole, lays it up short. Rebound controlled by Berger of Paris. Now down floor, here is a shot up and missed by Lawson. Wide open shot. Pace quickens here. Here is Odell across the timeline to Jones. On the left side of the baseline, Winningham. And we have a blocking foul charged against Paris. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Actually, the ball just out of bounds. No foul there. And it comes to Winningham. Back to Toole on the deep left wing. Now dribbles between the circles, and the Indians will set up a play. Odell now to Jones. Left side on the wing to Winningham. to the top of the key. Now they swing it down low to Winningham. Shot up and in on a nice pass from Jordan Jones.
With that bucket, all of the Indian starters are on the score sheet.
Indians lead 15-6, 29 seconds to go, opening quarter. Long three-pointer, right side, up and in from the corner by Kayan Lawson. Three ball, the first three of the night for either team, and it's 15-9, 14 seconds to go, opening quarter. Indians on top. Marsh between the circles for the Tribe. Feeds it now on the left wing to Tool. Looks at the clock underneath to Marsh. Lays it up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Coming down with it is Berger. And Harris can't get it up the floor in time to get off a shot. At the end of one quarter of play here, this little Illini Conference play-in game in the first round, it is the Lawrenceville Indians 15 and the Paris Tigers 9. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
As we return to the action here at the Little Illini Conference, I want to thank some of our sponsors. I want to thank Bestway Express. Call 833-BESTWAY to get keys to a new career today. And People's State Bank, your community bank.
Indians off the corner break, inbounding, leading 15-9. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here from the LIC tournament in Bridgeport. Here's Jordan Jones out front to Tool in the middle now to Christian Beeman, who's checked into the game. Marsh, a three-pointer from the left side, is good. Three ball by Zeus Marsh, the first Indian three of the night. And it's 18-9. The Indians a double the score on the Tigers. Crable out front to Lawson. Lawson at the top of the key. There he is again, right side on the wing to Esslinger. In the right corner now to Crable. Now top of the key to Lawson. Lawson down the left side of the lane, the left corner, long three-pointer. Well off the mark, taken there by White. Winningham the rebound for the Indians, off to Jones. In the corner, Beeman lets a three-pointer go, got it! Christian Beeman from the deep left corner, a three-ball and a timeout wanted by Paris. 1 minute break, 7:09 to go, second quarter. Lawrenceville 21, Paris 9 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Broadcasting live from Bridgeport, this Indians basketball game is brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away, and Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's pizza.
Mason Hutchings into the game, gets it across the timeline for Paris off the timeout. Indians lead 21-9, baseline to Berger. Berger in the lane, call for a step. And it'll be Indian basketball.
Berger, the leading scorer for the Tigers on the night. He's got 4 points. Actually, five. I'm sorry. Missed a free throw there.
Full court man-to-man pressure by the Tigers. Tool inbounds in the middle now to Jones. Beats it on the right baseline. Now back to Jones. Shot up and no good. Nice give and go there, but Jones couldn't convert on the pass to Marsh. Now down the lane, a shot up and no good by Paris's Crable. Long rebound battle for, and Winningham has it for the Indians. Looks for a guard to get it to, and Tool comes to help him out. Skyler Tool across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now to Jones, and the Indians will set up a play. 21-9 Indians, 6:24 to go, second quarter here at the LIC tournament. Now we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians. Looks like Skyler Tool called for an illegal screen. And Noah Wegger getting set to check into the game for head coach Randy Bishop as Tool. I said that's Zeus Marsh picking up that foul.
Yep.
That's two on Zeus.
So Zeus has two, and Ryan Moore has two.
Here's Berger down the lane for Paris, fouled on the way to the basket. Winningham may have picked up his third. We'll wait and see. And Winningham is out. That is
that's a second. Only so a he's second. Got two as well.
Moore back in for the Indians. And at the line will be Zach Berger in your center for the Paris Tigers.
It's going to be some adversity they're going to have to overcome. They've already got 17 fouls.
Free throw is no good. Moore the rebound for the Indians off to Tool. Skyler waits for the traffic to clear, brings it across the timeline. Left side to Wager. Now to Jones on the right wing. Jones down low to Beeman, cutting to the hole, lays it up and in. Christian Athletic Beeman. Basket by Christian Beeman.
There's the steaming Christian Beeman we saw in the early parts of this season.
23-9. In the corner, long shot by Esslinger off the mark. The long rebound is run down by Esslinger out on the left wing. Paris to Berger. Berger takes the right baseline, spins to the middle, lays it up with the left hand. No good. Ball out of bounds off of Wager of the Indians. And it'll be Paris basketball on a thrown hoop. Tool out and Odell in for the Indians. Mason Hutchings inbounding for Paris. Does on the right wing. Long three-pointer by Crable. Off the mark, no good. Odell the rebound for the Indians. They almost lost the ball, but recovers. Gets it off to Beeman. Now left side to Jones on the wing. Now on the left wing to Wager. Top of the key to Moore at the high post. Right wing to Odell. Right side to Jones. Fakes the three. Now back out front to Moore, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Berger. Berger one-on-one, loses his footing, and is called for traveling. Hit a slick spot on the floor and went down and traveled with the ball. So a turnover on the Tigers, and the Indians have it with 5:08 to go here in the second quarter, leading 23-9. Odell across the timeline to Beeman. Left side to Wager. Now underneath to a cutting Odell. Back out to Jones on the left wing. In the middle to Moore. Back out to Wager. Now to Jones between the circles. Left side to Odell on the wing. The Indians working the ball on the perimeter. Intercepted. Intercepted by Crable. Crable goes to the hole. Lays it up and in. Stepped right in front of that telegraphed pass. And it's 23-11. And Paris again with pressure. But they foul this time on the inbound. Fouling Connor Odell. Tool in, replacing Wager for the Indians. 4:35 to go, second quarter, 23-11. Tribe on top by 12. Again, the Indians will go full court with man-to-man pressure. Nobody guarding the inbounder, Odell. Looking to get it in, looking. Finds Jones, leaves it off for Odell. He'll bring it across the timeline against the defense of Austin White. Between the circles now for Connor. Left side to Tool. Tool on the dribble. Now to Beeman, top of the key. On the left wing to Odell. Left corner to Tool. Tries to take the left baseline. Loses the handle, out of bounds. And last touch by Paris. It'll be Indian ball underneath their own hoop. Jordan Jones, the trigger man for the Indians. 4:12 to go, second quarter. And it comes to Moore on the left wing. Now back out front to Odell. The Indians will set up a play. Beeman on the left wing has it tipped away out of bounds from behind by Crable. Indian basketball at their offensive end. Leading 23-11 and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a 30-second break, 4:03 to go. Second quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Indians 23, Paris 11. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Back at the Little Illini Conference, the Indians are up on the Paris Tigers 23-11. Want to thank Citizens National Bank of Albion and Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy for sponsoring this broadcast.
Off the timeout, Indians work the ball on the perimeter tool to Beeman on the left wing. Top of the key now to Moore. Lets the jumper go from there, and he got it. Ryan Moore with a basket for the Indians. Moore with three on the night. There's a ball up and in at the other end as they got it inside. The big Zach Berger. And he scores, and it's 25 to 13, 3:33 to go, second quarter here at the LIC tournament. Indians on top. Here's Jones, top of the key. Now to Odell on the left wing to Toole, back between the circles to Odell. Now left wing pass deep to Beeman, back to Odell. Ball knocked away, but Odell recovers near the center line. Left corner to Jones. Here's Moore down the lane, laying it up, and no good, but a foul charged on Paris. Good aggressive move there by Ryan Moore, who did not make the start tonight for the Indians, coming off the bench. Has three in the game thus far, 3 points. Free throw on its way, and no good, off the back iron.
And last night, Steve, Ryan Moore so upset with himself after the game, he actually stuck around as everyone left the gym, and he was working on that pull-up jumper and that drive move that we just saw.
Free throw on its way by Moore. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Hutchings of Paris across the timeline. He waits for the traffic to clear, and Paris will go into an offensive set against the Indian man-to-man. Hutchings down the left side of the lane. Back out on the left wing to Crable. Crable down the lane, lays it up. Blocked away by Jones and recovered by Toole. Toole in the middle now to Moore. Back to Toole. Across the timeline, Skyler comes between the circles. Now to Odell. Back to Toole. Top of the key. Left wing dribble goes to the hole. Throws it up there. No good. But he is called for a travel. Randy Bishop lobbying for a foul there, but no call forthcoming. Contact here, but no call.
And he got the ball off for it before he would have taken an additional step. I'm not sure on that call, Steve.
Here's Hutchings down the lane. His roller up and in from about 8 feet. Hutchings with the basket. Mason Hutchings. And it's 25-15. The Indian lead is 10. 2:14 to go. Second quarter play. Jones at the top of the key. Looks for a screen on the left wing. Back out front now to Toole between the circles. Here is Odell, left side on the wing to Beeman. Back between the circles to Odell. Right side to Jones on the wing. Here's Beeman now heading to the basket, throwing there, no good. And the rebound brought down by Paris, by Austin White, and Christian Beeman with a foolish foul for the Indians way away from the basket.
Good amount of those bonehead fouls tonight on the Indians.
And Christian will check out, replaced by Noah Weger in the Indian lineup. 1:45 to go here in this second quarter. At the line, Austin White for the Paris Tigers. His free throw is on its way and good. That's his first point of the night, and it's 25-16, 9-point lead. Paris has got it down below double figures. Second free throw rolls through for White, 25-17. Toole across the timeline in the left corner. Jones, a long three, got it. Jordan Jones, a three ball. Indians have three threes tonight, and he has one of them. Now, at the other end, Austin White bumped and fouled by an Indian defender, and he'll go to the line for free throws. He was there just a few moments ago, and now back there again. 28-17, Indians by 11, a minute 31 to go. Second quarter play. Free throw up and no good by Austin White. Off the back iron. Another one coming up here for the Paris senior. On its way, good. One out of two.
There's some confusion on the play because there should have been a lane violation on Paris.
28-18. 10-point Indian lead. Skylar Toole across the timeline. Ball hawked out there by Mason Hutchings. Now Toole to Odell. Left side on the wing to Wager. Noah on the dribble. And we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians down low. Foul charge, I think, on Toole. He's pleading his case to the officials to no avail.
Usually never works out.
Yeah, Toole's second foul.
One, two, three. Four Indians players with two fouls.
Across the timeline, Austin White. Long bomb at the top of the key, no good. Jones the rebound for the Indians. He'll try to dribble away from pressure himself. Double teamed across the timeline, Odell. Now on the left wing to Toole, left corner to Wager. In the middle now to Moore, back out to Toole. To Odell on the left wing, right wing I should say, to Jones. Now to Toole. Toole looking to the middle. Now left side to Jones. Back out front to Moore. Moore, the high post on the dribble. 35 seconds to go. 28-18, Indians lead by 10. And a reach-in foul charged against Hutchings of Paris. Indians are spreading the floor there, I think, trying to hold for a final shot.
Well, they reset up their offense once Ryan Moore had the ball at the top of the key. You know, he's pretty good at directing traffic for the Indians. That senior leadership is it's definitely paramount to their success tonight.
Spencer back into the game for Paris, replacing Hutchings. And it comes to Toole, 29 seconds to go. Indians on top by 10, 28-18. Here's Wager in the deep left corner. Top of the key to Moore. Looks down low. Nothing happening there. Now leaves it off for Odell. Right side on the wing to Jones. Looks for the cutter underneath. Can't find anybody. Now dribbles out between the circles. Now here's Jones heading to the hole. Laying it up. Off no good. Gets his own rebound. And brings it out with 4 seconds to go. Jones doesn't realize how much time's left. And the ball knocked away. And the Indians fail to get a shot off. That's the end of the second quarter. We're here at halftime of this Little Illini Conference play-in game, a first-round game. And on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is the Lawrenceville Indians 28 and the Paris Tigers 18. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Dieselex Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our fast stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Back here at Red Hill High School, side of the 2018 Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Indian basketball here on Light 103. Indians in good shape here at the half, leading the Paris Tigers 28-18. Indians led 15-9 after one quarter play, have extended the lead to 10 here at the half, 28-18.
Go ahead and go over some of the scoring, Steve, for the People's State Bank scoreboard. Austin White for the Paris Tigers has 3 points. Bryce Crable with two of his own. Kayan Lawson has 4 points. Zach Berger doing the majority of the scoring tonight for the Tigers has 7. And then Mason Hutchings, he rounds out the scoring for them with 2 points. For the Indians, Connor Odell gets the start tonight. He's got 2 points. Zeus Marsh with 7. Skylar Toole has 4 points. Jordan Jones has 5. Blaine Winningham with 2 of his own, Ryan Moore has 3, and Christian Beeman has 3. So the Indians are able to spread the scoring out tonight, Steve, and that's only going to lead to success as we get deeper into this game and hopefully into this tournament.
Okay, again, this is a first-round play-in game in this tournament between the 8th-seeded Tigers and the 9th-seeded Indians. The winner will play tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock against the top-seeded KZ Westfield Warriors. The other quarterfinals that are on tap tomorrow here at Red Hill is 4th-seeded Newton against 5th-seeded Marshall. The Eagles are 13-4. Marshall's 11-6. By the way, Casey is 15-3 on the year. They're putting together a fine year under Tom Brannon up at Casey. So again, Casey against the winner of this game at 3. Newton against Marshall at 4:30. Then tomorrow on The Legend, you'll be able to hear the quarterfinal between the second-seeded Robinson Maroons, 8-9, against the seventh-seeded Red Hill Salukis, the host, at 7-9. Then the final quarterfinal of the day has third-seeded Alney at 6-12 against sixth-seeded Flora at 10-6. The winners from tomorrow's quarterfinals meet in the semifinals on Tuesday. Championship game is scheduled for a week from tonight here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. The loser of this game will go into consolation bracket play on Monday and play in a single game at 6 o'clock here in Bridgeport. But the Indians are halfway to making their way to the quarterfinals. We'll see if they're able to get there. They lead here at halftime 28-18.
Do want to point out that Red Hill versus Robinson game tomorrow night will have a special guest play-by-play announcer. Steve, you'll be on that broadcast, is that correct?
I will be doing that game, my first Saluki broadcast of the season. And we work with my old partner, Rob McKinley.
Rob McKinley.
Rob and I have done games prior to this year, a long time. Of course, he's teamed up now with Adam Reinhart. He does an outstanding job with Saluki basketball, but I'll work with Rob tomorrow. And we'll be on the air at 6 tomorrow, the Salukis and the Robinson Maroons. Again, the halftime score here is Lawrenceville 28 and Paris 18. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report. Indians leading 28-18. Back with the second half in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Back here ready for the third quarter of action here at the LIC tournament. First round play-in contest. Paris Tigers, Lawrenceville Indians. Indians on top, 28-18. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman with you from Bridgeport tonight. Glad you're with us. Friday Night Hoops here on Light 103.
Steve, if we can get two double-digit scores on this Indians team tonight, we're going to win this ball game. We're going to bring the momentum into tomorrow night.
Paris with the ball to begin the third quarter play, 28-18. Here's the ball stripped away by Connor Odell, and he goes to the hole, has it blocked away. Nice defensive play recovery there made by Zach Berger after he had his pocket picked by Odell. He saved a basket. Now here's Berger in the middle, feeds it in the corner to Spencer, long three-pointer, left side no good. Berger the rebound for Paris, spins on the left baseline, shot up and in. Berger with the basket. He's been their best player with 9 points. And the Indian lead is 28-20. 7:22 to go here in the third quarter. Winningham left baseline to Toole. Jumper for 10. No good. Rebounded by Zeus Marsh up and in. Zeus with the basket. That's 9 now for Zeus. And the Indians lead by 10 again. Shot on a drive down the lane. No good by Lawson, but a foul charged on the Indians. They gave that foul to free throw on its way, up and in by Berger. 32, not a 32 out there for the Indians.
Yep, Jordan Jones, number 32.
Yeah, that is right. Lawson made one free throw for Paris. The Indians with the rebound. Long three-pointer by Odell is good from the right wing. Connor Odell, his first three of the night. He has five in the game, and the Indians lead 33-21, back on top by double digits. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Down low, Lawson has the ball blocked away and rebounded by Jones. Here's Marsh on the right wing. Zeus back out front to Toole. Toole ball hawked by Brody Spencer. Feeds it out of the high post to Marsh. Marsh turns, working one-on-one against Berger. Fall away from about eight. Off no good. And the ball brought down by Lawson. K.N. Lawson. Paris quickly up floor on the wing to Crable. And the ball kicked by an Indian defender by Marsh. It'll be Paris ball right in front of their bench. And head coach Sean Nugent. And it comes top of the key to Crable. Crable looking for a screen. Long three-pointer is off the mark. And the rebound to Jones. Outlet pass to Toole across the timeline. In the right corner, Marsh, a three-pointer off the mark. Bounces up, no good. Zeus trying to run down the ball and can't. It'll be Paris ball. Right in front of the Indian bench, head coach Randy Bishop. Assistants Jeremy Brush down there. Also Blaze Kimmel across the timeline. The Tigers, they work it to Lawson at the top of the key. Down the left corner to Crable, underneath to Lawson, I should say Berger up and in. Actually, that was, yeah, it was Berger. Berger with the basket. And a chance at a three-point play as he was fouled. Good ball movement there. Blaine Winningham picked up his third foul on that play, so he's out, replaced by Ryan Moore.
And Ryan Moore having the better game of the two with 3 points, and he's come off the bench tonight. Blaine Winningham with the start, he's got two.
Free throw is up and in by Berger, completing a three-point play. And Paris within nine, 33-24. They feed it down low to Marsh on the baseline. Triple team, left side to Moore. His 18-footer is up and in. Ryan Moore with the basket. He has five in the game. And it's 35-24, Indians by 11, 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. LIC tournament action. Long jumper, Lawson up and in. A three ball by K.M. Lawson. Second three for that guy. And it's 35-27, Paris. They just won't go away. Right side on the wing to Moore. Moore on the dribble. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus lets the jumper go from there and up and in. Marsh starting to heat up for the Indians. Zeus now in double digits with 11. Here's Berger down the lane, back out to Lawson. His shot partially blocked. Ball tipped to Jones, down to Odell. Odell's right side jumper is no good. From about 10 feet, rebounded by Moore. Top of the key to Jones, a three. Goes through, rolled around a couple of times, and down. Jordan Jones, a three, his second three of the night. And a timeout wanted by head coach Sean Nugent. Going to be a 30-second break. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville 40, Paris 27. This is Indian basketball, Light 103 Sports.
It's a great CD offer for 2018 from Citizens National Bank of Albion. You'll definitely want to take advantage of. Purchase a new certificate of deposit at a 1.80% APY, annual percentage yield, for a fixed 18 months. So come in from the cold and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any of our six banking locations today. You'll be glad you did. APY effective as of January 17, 2018.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This game brought to you in part by Sanders Family Chiropractic, WTHI-TV, and Lawrence County Health Department.
Off the timeout, Paris with the ball, trailing 40-27, a 13-point lead for the Indians. Here is Lawson working on the left baseline. Shot up, no good, but he was bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. And a foul charged against the Indians. And the Tigers will inbound. Actually, I think that was just a ball knocked out of bounds. So Paris has it, no foul. Long three-pointer is good from the right side. Good by Crable. 40-30, 10-point Indian lead, 4:05 to go. Marsh free throw line jumper for the Indians off the mark, no good. Jones the rebound, up and in, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Jordan Jones down there battling for the rebound, and his hard work paid off.
Jordan Jones now in double figures with 10 points. He's starting to wake up. Hopefully he can keep that going.
Hutchings in, Mason Hutchings for Paris, replacing Brody Spencer in the Tiger lineup for Sean Nugent. Free throw up and in as Jones completes the three-point play. And Christian Beeman in for Jones, who gets some instruction from head coach Randy Bishop and a pat on the back for his hard work. Crable, another three from the left side, off the mark, no good. The ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Tigers, Austin White. It'll be Indian basketball. 3:51 to go, third quarter, 43-30. Indians by 13. Full court man-to-man pressure by the Tigers. In it comes to Moore. Leaves it off for Odell. He'll bring it across the timeline on the dribble between the circles. Left side to Beeman on the wing. To Moore. Top of the key to Marsh. Jumper from there by Zeus. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Crable, Bryce Crable of Paris. He'll bring it across the timeline himself. Ball hawked by Marsh. In the middle to Berger. Triple team. Feeds it back to Crable on the left wing. Crable down the lane. Loses the ball. Intercepted by Odell. And a foul charged on the Tigers. Indians had numbers at the other end, so a pretty good foul there by Paris to prevent what would have been an Indian basket. And I think Crable's checking out of the game for Paris. Here's an inbound pass to Skylar Toole and a blocking foul as he tried to go baseline left side and was fouled.
That's two quick fouls there by Cam Lawson. He's got three on the night. That is the Tigers' third team foul here in the second half.
DJ Fessett into the game for the first time tonight for Paris.
DJ's got a little size on him, tall, lanky kid.
Tool inbounds into the left corner to Marsh. Now on the dribble left wing. Top of the key for Zeus. Right side to Beeman. Now leaves it off there for Odell. Has the ball picked away. It's stolen away by Esslinger. Lays it up. And he missed it. But rebounded up and no good by Fessett. And more there for the Indians. 2-point blank chances for Paris and they couldn't get him. Now the Indians fast breaking at the other end and a reach-in foul charged on Paris on Mason Hutchings. Boy, 2-point blank shots by Paris. Couldn't get him to fall. Indians inbounding underneath their own hoop. Tool the trigger man into Moore in the deep right corner. A timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 43, Paris 30. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
We are broadcasting live from Bridgeport from the LIC tournament. Indians are up 43-30 over the Paris Tiger. I want to thank Sippet and Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all your school spirit apparel. And also Wabash Valley Services, fueling Lawrence County for over 10 years.
Indians inbound off the timeout. Tool to Moore. He brings it back out front. Now to Beeman between the circles. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Indians by 13. High post now to Marsh. Zeus feeding it to Moore. Moore right side of the lane. Leaves it for Tool. Tool on the right wing. Backs it out. And the Indians will again go into an offensive set. Left side to Beeman on the wing. Christian looks to the middle, top of the key now to Moore, right side on the wing to Odell, dribbles to the middle, left side now to Tool, left corner to Moore, tries to take the left baseline, shot up, off glass and in. Nicely done by Ryan Moore, 7 for Ryan, and the Indians lead by 15, 45-30, 2:13 to go here in the third quarter of play. Here's Hutchings. Top of the key now to Esslinger for Paris. Here is a drive, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by an Indian. Knocked away from Austin White on the right swing. Right in front of the Paris bench. Pheasant, the trigger man in the corner. Here's White trying to make a move around Odell. Cuts him off on the baseline. Back out top to Berger. Berger in the lane. Spins to the middle. Throws it up. Short. Rebounded by Toole. Long down court pass to Odell. Left side layup. Rolls off. No good. And the rebound brought down by the Tigers. Indians missed a point blank layup there. Across the timeline. Bryant Esslinger. Pheasant on the wing. Feeds it top of the key to White. Down the middle to Berger. Three-pointer is off the mark. Long down court heave. Skylar Toole snowboarding at the other end. Lays it up and in. Toole off the miss. The Indians able to throw it and headman it down court. And now a timeout wanted by Paris. Head coach Sean Nugent not happy with his ball club's defense. Going to be a full minute break. 1:19 to go, third quarter. People's State Bank scoreboard. Indians 47, Paris 30. This is Indian basketball. Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
It's a great CD offer for 2018 from Citizens National Bank of Albion. You'll definitely want to take advantage of. Purchase a new certificate of deposit at a 1.80% APY, annual percentage yield, for a fixed 18 months. So come in from the cold and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any of our six banking locations today. You'll be glad you did. APY effective as of January 17, 2018.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The best in light favorites at work or at home. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
While we were away, Paris inbound, and they throw the ball down low to Mason Hutchings on the baseline. He was fouled on a drive to the hoop and at the free throw line. His first one is up and in. That's the first point. Well, actually, three now for Hutchings in this game. 47-31, Indians lead here. A minute 9 to go in the third quarter. Free throw on its way again. Up and in by Hutchings. 47-32. Across the timeline, Odell. Ball hawked by Austin White. Left side to Beeman on the wing. Now to Toole. Right side to Moore on the wing. Guarded out there by Berger. Moore between the circles. Tries to feed it through to Odell. He feeds it back out to Beeman. Three-pointer is on the way and good. Christian Beeman, a three ball. His second three of the evening. And it's 50-32. Indians with their biggest lead of the night. Shot up and in underneath as they got the ball down to Berger. 50-34, 35 seconds to go. Toole has it out front now to Marsh. Now down low to Beeman, who shoots and scores. Beeman with another basket. And it's 52-34 Indians, 22 seconds to go in the third quarter play. Top of the key to Crable. Crable down the lane, his drive up and in. Crable, a strong move to the basket. 9 seconds to go. Moore across the timeline for the Indians. Left side to Odell, goes to the baseline, lays it up and in off glass. Odell with no resistance, able to score as the third quarter comes to a close. At the end of three here in this first round LIC tournament game from Red Hill High School, People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville 54, Paris 36. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Back here, Indians with the ball. Odell is double teamed. It has the ball taken away by Paris. Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman. Indians lead 54-36 down the lane. They go to Berger, has it knocked away. Now to White. White left side in the corner to Crable. Feeds it out underneath to Berger. Berger spins against Whittingham, shoots over him and scores. I tell you, this Berger kid has some good post moves. He's a big guy. 54-38. They don't have enough of guys like him to keep him in the game. Whittingham on the left wing, on the dribble. Leaves it off for Beeman, and he's called for a travel. Whittingham shakes his head as he heads down the floor. Unforced error there. And it's 54-38. Indians, 7:19 to go in the game. Across the timeline comes Bryce Crable. On the left wing to Austin White. Long shot from the top of the key. Good by Hutchings. Mason Hutchings, a three ball. Here's Zeus Marsh on the left wing. Shoots, no good. Rebound brought down by Berger. Off to Clawson. Now they feed it to Hutchings. Here's a three-pointer. Is off the mark and no good. But Jones fouled the three-point shooter, Bryce Crable, behind the arc. It's not a good foul. And he'll go to the line for three free throws with 6:50 to go in the game. 54-41 Indians. We throw up and in by Crable. 6:50 to go in this game. Second free throw is no good. Another one coming up here. Moore in, and also Toole, Winningham out, and Jones out for the Indians. Free throw up and in by Crable. Got two out of three. 54-43. 11-point Indian lead. 6:40 to go in the game. Ryan Moore out front, guarded by Berger in the man-to-man. Leaves it off for Beeman. Beeman ball hawked by Hutchings. Left side on the wing to Odell. Picked up by Spencer. Now right side to Toole on the wing with White on him. Now top of the key to Marsh. Left side to Moore on the baseline. Backs it out now. Looking for a guard to get it to. Finds Toole between the circles. Indians being deliberate this time down floor. Left side to Beeman. Left corner to Moore. Top of the key to Marsh at the high post. Zeus on the dribble. Feeds it to a cutting Beeman. Lays it up and in. Beeman with a basket. 56-43. Paris tries to throw the long down court. It's intercepted by Moore of the Indians. Long down court heave to Marsh on the left wing. Now feeds it to someone. Last touched by Spencer. Luckily for the Indians, that was almost a bad turnover there.
I think he thought that Ryan Moore was going to cut, and if he had cut, that lane was there wide open for him, but he had pulled up. Luckily, that was off of the defender's foot, and the ball remains in the possession of the Indians.
Toole, the trigger man, and it comes to Moore between the circles. 5:50 to go in the game. Moore looking for a guard to get it to, and finds Toole. He's standing, however, on the sideline. Turnover on the try.
Best vantage point on that was where we're sitting right now. He was right on that line.
Andy Bishop can't understand that kind of standing on the sideline with receiving a pass. It's an unforced error, as they say. 56-43. Luckily, the Indians have some margin to work with. Here he is, Crable. Long shot blocked by Marsh. Now at the other end, Zeus heading to the hole, and he jams it home. Zeus Marsh with the basket. Not an effect. Jam. Deuce took his time and made sure he made it. There's a shot, no good, by Crable. And here at the other end is Beeman snowboarding. He lays it up and in. Friendly roll for Christian Beeman. And it's 60-43. Indians by 17. Long jumper by Hutchings. Left side no good. Rebound tapped out to Odell. Indians with numbers again. Odell heads to the other end. He scores! And a chance at a three-point play. Connor Odell strong to the glass for the Indians. And a chance at a three-point play for the Indian guard. 4:55 to go in the game, 62-43. Sean Nugent lobbying for a call there, but no call forthcoming. And coming out of the game is Bryce Crable, replaced by Brian Esslinger. Well, Paris made a little run there, but the Indians responded with some baskets.
Fast break points.
Yep. Here's a miss, and Marsh underneath. Beeman, I should say, it's Toole trying to force it up in a double team. He was bumped and missed, and a foul charged on the Indians on the rebound.
Another bad foul. Luckily, they've got a lead tonight, but another one on Christian Beeman reaching in for no reason there.
Indians with a 19-point lead, 4:44 to go in the game. Lawson, top of the key. Esslinger now to Hutchings, and we have a foul away from the ball against Paris. Offensive foul, and that will give the ball to the Indians with 4:39 to go in the game, 62-43 Indians.
Foul on Brody Spencer. He's got two fouls. Nothing on the books for him tonight as far as...
Full court man-to-man pressure. Here's Beeman across the timeline on the dribble. Leaves it off for Moore on the right wing. Smartly brings it out. Needs some clock. 4:30 to go in the game. 62-43 Indians. Beeman, left wing, top of the key to Moore. Moore picked up by Berger. Now Beeman on the deep right wing. Guarded out there by Esslinger. Now the ball telegraphed and intercepted by Hutchings, who lays it up and in. Hutchings.
He's a talented freshman guard for the Paris.
Now he steals the ball away from Toole, lays it up, no good. Rebound fought for, and the ball comes to Marsh. Behind the back dribble by Zeus, freeing himself up. He lays it up. And no good, but a foul charged against Paris. That was a nifty move by Zeus Marsh behind the back to free himself up and then headed to the hole. Has to earn him at the free throw line, though. 62-45, Indians, 4:01 to go in the game. Looks like the Indians will pick up win number four on the year. Unless disaster happens here in the next 4 minutes. Free throw up and in by Marsh. Strong game by Zeus, following that strong effort against Robinson last night.
Leading scorer for the Indians tonight. Steve, there was a there was an infamous basketball player in the early 2000s by the name of Hot Sauce. And he was known for moves similar to that.
Zeus Marsh made both free throws. 64-45. Lawson, a long three from the top of the key, no good. Rebounded up and no good by Esslinger. He runs the ball down in the corner now underneath the Berger. He is driving the lane up and good from 5 feet.
Filling up the stat sheet for the Tigers tonight. He's got 18 points.
Zach Berger for Paris. 64-47 Indians. Here's Ryan Moore deep on the left wing. Top of the key to Jones. Right side on the wing to Toole. Top of the key to Jones. Left side on the wing to Odell. Now back top of the key to Toole. Moore on the right wing on the dribble against Berger. Now to Jones, left side to Toole, takes the baseline, Skyler to the hole, shot up short, rebounded by Esslinger of Paris. Off to Lawson across the timeline, 3 minutes, 14 seconds to go. Indians 64-47 leaders. Here's a baseline drive by Hutchings, shot up no good. Jones the rebound for the Indians, brings it out himself across the timeline. Feeds it to Toole on the baseline, loses the dribble, but Odell picks it up top of the key. Now to Jones, right side to Toole. 2:53 to go in the game. 64-47 Indians. Odell in the left corner. Has the ball almost knocked away. Recovers. Now to Moore on the right wing. Feeds it underneath to Odell, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Hutchings. Bounce pass up to Esslinger. Now off to Berger. Lays it up. No good. Gets his own rebound up. No good. Esslinger rebound up and in. Esslinger battling hard for his first basket of the night. 64-49. 2:24 to go in the game, and a timeout wanted by the Indians. Going to be a full-minute break. 2:23 to go to get in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Indians 64, Paris 49. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Broadcasting live from the Little Illini Conference Tournament. I want to thank Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, and Sitz Place.
Indians inbound off the timeout, leading 64-49, 2:17 to go in the game. Ball tipped to Jones, back between the circles to Toole. Now left side on the wing to Moore. Now to Odell, right side on the wing to Jones, looks to the middle. Now dribbles top of the key. Left side of the corner to Odell. 2 minutes to go exactly. Indians 64, Paris 49. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus looks down low. Back out to Toole on the wing. Indians in no hurry here with this big lead. Eating some clock. And on their way to the quarterfinals tomorrow at 3 o'clock against Casey. Back out front to Toole. Left side on the wing to Odell. Down low to Moore on the wing. In the middle now, intended for Marsh, but it's intercepted by Berger. Off to Hutchings. Hutchings down the lane, bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop, stopping the clock with a minute 31 to go in the game.
If you're Randy Bishop, you got to have a policy of no fouls here.
Yeah.
There's really no need. Spread it out, maybe fall back into a zone.
He's probably explaining that round to Connor Odell right now. Free throw up and in by Hutchings. Kind of impressed by this kid off the bench.
Absolutely. Freshman guard for the Tigers. And, do want to point out that Connor Odell, this is the first year where he has been a starter on the varsity. Played most of the year on JV last year.
Missed that second one, and over the back, Berger as Moore had good position inside. And a foul charged, and we go to the other end for Indian free throws, and Ryan Moore will be at the line. 7 points for him on the night, a solid effort from the Indian senior. 1:30 to go in the game. Ryan Moore, as we mentioned earlier, averaging just under 5 points a game for the Indians. His free throw is on its way and good.
Ryan Moore having a good game for himself off the bench. That's 8 points.
65-50, Indians by 15. Another free throw no good, rebounded by Hutchings. He's everywhere on the floor. Has the ball picked by Zeus. Marsh heading to the hole, lays it up, but he laid it short that time. And rebounded by Hutchings, stayed right with it. Now he goes all the way to the glass, up and in, and a call for an offensive foul as he ran over Moore, who stood in there and took the charge. Tough call. Hutchings did all he could, and Moore was right there and took the charge. And Hutchings is fouled out.
Do want to say a quick word on Ryan Moore while we do have a little break in the action. He's not going to lead this team in scoring, probably won't lead it in rebounds or any other category, but man, he hustles, he works hard, and he plays hard. He's in on most of these plays, and it's plays like that that keep him in this lineup, Steve.
65-50 Indians. Lawson in for Hutchings. Can play hard off the bench for Paris. We got a bright future with that guy.
Absolutely.
Sean Nugent. Paris lost a lot through graduation last year, going through a struggling year this year. And it comes to Toole. Minute 14 to go in the game. Toole working his way up against the defense of Lawson behind the back dribble. Now to Jones, left side to Moore on the wing. Minute 5 to go in the game. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble, right side, leaves it off for Odell. Now to Zeus between the circles. 58 seconds to go in the game. Indians leading by 15. 65-50. Left side to Tool. On the left wing to Moore. Down to Jones. They work it on the perimeter to Tool. Back to Odell. Left side to Jones. 40 seconds to go. Top of the key now. A foul
Connor
away from
Odell.
The ball.
Not a good play by him. That might actually disqualify him. So he got ran over on a pick there. Picked himself up off the ground. Ran directly at the player and gave him a shove. They're going to let him stay in the ball game, but not a great play by him. Bonehead move.
65-50. 37.6 seconds to go in the game. Paris will inbound. Three-quarter court. They'll have to go. They're behind by 15, but only 37.6 seconds to go in the game. Here's Austin White. Now to Berger. In the corner to Pheasant. Top of the key to Esslinger. 27 seconds to go. Right side to White. Thought about a long three. Dribbles to the baseline. Feeds it to Lawson in the corner. He'll let a long three go. Missed it. Air ball. Rebounded by Moore. Off to Odell. 15 seconds to go. Indians cross the timeline. And they feed it down low to Marsh. Zeus feeding it underneath to the player that was supposed to be there, but nobody there for the Indians. Out of bounds it goes with 7.7 seconds to go in the game. Red Hill Salukis right here in front of us, getting set to head for the exits. They'll be in action tomorrow. Here's Berger on the right baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Esslinger, knocked out of bounds with 7/10 of a second to go in the game. Indians leading 65-50. Paris will inbound, catch and shoot. And it comes to Berger, doesn't even bother to shoot. And the final score here at Red Hill High School. The Lawrenceville Indians 65 and the Paris Tigers 50. Indians improved to 4-12 overall, while Paris falls to 6-10. And the Indians make their way to the championship quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon. They'll play at 3 o'clock against the KZ Westfield Warriors. Meanwhile, Paris will see action on Monday. They'll play in a consolation bracket game against an opponent to be determined. Again, the final here at Red Hill High School in this opening round game of the LIC tournament. The Lawrenceville Indians 65, Paris Tigers 50. Back with the postgame show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Harp. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Red Hill High School as the crowd files out, having watched the Lawrenceville Indians win over the Paris Tigers in this opening round game of the Little Illini Conference Tournament. Indians winning by a score of 65-50. Welcome to the postgame show. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here. Indians winning here, 65-50. As we mentioned before, they led 15-9 after one quarter play, led by 10 at the half, 28-18. Extended the lead to 54-36 after three quarters and pick up the win again by a score of 65-50. Indians at 4-12, Paris at 6-10. Brett has a look at some of the scoring numbers here.
Let's go ahead and start with the Paris Tigers. They are 6-10 on the season now after this loss. Austin White contributed 3 points. Bryce Crable with 9 points. 7 of those in the second half. He was big in the second half. Kane Lawson, he had 8 points of his own. The story for the Tigers tonight, though, was Zach Berger. He had 18 points. And then we had Bryant Esslinger. He had 2. And off the bench, the young freshman guard for the Tigers, Mason Hutchings, he had 10 points. Let's dive into the scoring for the Indians. Connor Odell had 9 points. Zeus Marsh was the leading scorer with 15. Skylar Toole had 6 as he got the start tonight. Jordan Jones, sort of a resurgence from him, 11 points. Blaine Winningham only able to contribute 2 points tonight as he was in foul trouble most of the game. Ryan Moore had 8 points off of the bench tonight, but the story, as far as reserves goes, Christian Beeman, he had 14 points tonight, Steve.
All right. We're waiting the arrival of Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Indian still in the locker room after this victory, 65-50. We'll come back and give you our players of the game and sub of the game here momentarily. We'll take a 2-minute break. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Plan your Mimosa Madness in Canvas, a special girls' night out event with Heartworks by Amanda. Mimosa Madness in Canvas will take place at the Barn in Lawrenceville on Thursday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Cost is $40 per person and includes your materials and canvas and a complimentary mimosa. Mad quantities of mimosas will be available for purchase. Grab the girls or guys and plan to have dinner at Coach's. cocos prior to your event, Thursday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Barn at New Leaf. Call 618-707-2400 to reserve your spot today.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Back here on the postgame show, Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman. Lawrenceville Indians win by a score of 65-50. Indian head coach Randy Bishop making his way up here. Why don't we give our sub of the game, Loeb Oil Slick player of the game, and also the Larry Boeb sub of the game while the coach is making his way up here.
Absolutely, Steve. Let me pick tonight. Let me do the honors. Zeus Marsh is going to be our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game. Zeus with 15 points, handful of rebounds, and a couple blocks. And our Larry Boeb sub of the game, steaming Kristen Beeman with 14 points off the bench. Now we are joined by head coach Randy Bishop. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Feeling good after that one?
Yeah, I am. That was a good win for our kids. And, you know, we thought we had a good shot to beat them if we could run our offense, and hoping that they'd play us man the whole game, and that kind of worked out. I had some kids play well. Beeman come off the bench, played well for me tonight. When we got in a little bit of foul trouble, I thought Zeus played real well. Moore got on the boards for us in the second half.
Absolutely.
So that made a big difference. And their post kid's good, so we kind of switched up a little bit and started double-teaming him a little bit in the second half, and it helped us a little bit.
Ball movement was very good here tonight, Randy, for your team.
Yeah, I'm really happy. We ran the Princeton offense, and we took our time and didn't force it. I told them, though, there was about 3 minutes there where we kind of reverted back to what we did earlier, and we started not getting the ball to the right people. You know, Ryan does a nice job, but I don't want him handling the ball at the end of the game. So our guards were teaching them what to do, and they did do that the last 2.5 minutes. But there were a couple of minutes there where I was a little bit nervous, because in a big game you could beat with that stuff.
Well, Casey, for you now, the league's top team, 15-game winners. Going to be quite a challenge for your ball club, but you're looking forward to the challenge, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to that. It's my old school. I had some of those kids come to my camp when they were little. So that gives extra motivation. And I told our kids, if you'll get in there and dig around and really get after them a little bit, we'll have a shot, I think. But, you know, they're not quite as big as Robinson. They've got one big kid, Richards. The rest of those are guards. So yeah. I think we'll match up with them pretty good. But we'll have to defend, because they have two kids that are shooting like 45% from a three-point line. So we'll have to do a better job of that, I think. But, you know, we played them in the summer, and I played them a 1-3-1 then, and you know, we went overtime with them. So, you know, I don't know that we'll do that, but we may change some things a little bit and maybe try to defend Richards a little bit differently.
Coach, we saw a switch up in the starting lineup tonight. Is that something you're going to look to try to go with going forward?
It's kind of matchups. They were smaller guards, so we played a guard lineup, and we'd play more a little bit against the bigger lineups. But, you know, we're playing those sophomores a lot now.
Yeah.
Because now we're halfway through the season, and the younger kids have to contribute, and you know, they're the future for us, and you know, we want to put them in tough positions where they'll learn as we play to play under pressure, and you know, they're getting better, and that'll help us, I think.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win here tonight by a score of 65-50. Indians now improved to 4-12, and they'll be in action tomorrow here on Light 103 at 3 o'clock. The Indians and the KZ Westfield Warriors, that'll be at 3 o'clock. So we'll have a doubleheader of action for you tomorrow. The Indians here on Light 103 against KZ at 3 o'clock, and the Salukis at 6 o'clock. They'll take on the Robinson Maroons. That'll be on the Legend. Well, Indians win here tonight. Good win for the Tribe, and they look forward to the challenge of KZ tomorrow.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and remind everybody about our awards for tonight. I want to remind everyone that Zeus Marsh is our Loeb Oil Slick Player of the Game, and Christian Beeman wins the Larry Bobes Sub of the Game. Steve?
Okay. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the studio. It's been Dennis Poland for his good work. Thanks to Brett Hartman, of course, for his contribution to the contest. And, of course, we always thank you for listening to our broadcast. Again, the final here from Bridgeport. The Lawrenceville Indians defeat the Paris Tigers 65-50. Steve Anderson saying so long from Red Hill Junior Senior High.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bobes Pizza, KZ State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.
You're listening to five decades of light, refreshing music from all your favorite artists. This is WAKO-FM Lawrenceville Vincennes, Light 103.